You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And I mean all of them. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, well, listen, we've been on a bit of a rant and a roll. I'm calling number one of the Triple Dipper, just rolling the dice on gambling again. So here we go. They are rolling the dice. We hear it's coming. Somebody else who's been neck deep in this issue for quite some time is the Alabama Policy Institute and their current president, Stephanie Smith, who's on the line right now. Stephanie Smith, how are you doing?
I am doing really well, despite the having to talk about gambling again. I'm not sure what year or iteration this is. We should have written it down from the beginning.
Yeah.
The first time I was involved at all, I think, was 1999.
Oh, man.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely Groundhog Day in Alabama politics, that's for sure.
That's right. It's either Groundhog Day or the zombie apocalypse.
Indeed.
It's never stopped.
Well, listen, you've got your ear to the ground politically, so I assume you're hearing some of the same things I'm hearing, that it's coming. They're trying to bring
it. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard it from a whole different number of sources in both the Senate and the House, that it's definitely coming. And again, I think it, frankly, is it's the second year in the quadrennium, and a lot of times the first year and the second year are the 2 years that they do either bold reforms or really bad ideas.
Yeah.
And so this is one of those that I put up as a really bad idea. But it's harder to get the reforms or the really bad ideas done in years three or four, because then the voters actually remember what they did. So, they're bringing it back. The interesting shift to me, there was somewhat of this shift the last time we discussed this a couple of years ago, but it's the shift to thinking, and I think you covered this, already in your first of Triple Dipper of the Triple Dippers, but I think it's interesting that they've made this shift in rhetoric or messaging to it's everywhere, so let's legalize it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a strange message that really cannot be applied across the board. So, like, there's prostitution everywhere, let's legalize it. There are drugs everywhere, let's legalize them. There's, child trafficking everywhere, let's legalize it and tax it. And that's really just not a good mantra to have.
No. It's really, if you get down to it, it's kind of a feckless mantra. It's like saying, it's hard.
Right.
I didn't get elected to do the hard things. Yeah, you did. So, and I said earlier, I've made it clear, I'm not for the expansion of casino gaming, especially in the way they've been trying to do it most recently with monopolies and using the bad actors as the only actors. But I'm of the mind that if you're going to be honest with the people, just say, hey, I really want a casino. Stop trying to pretend and trying to find the neat ways of saying it. Just say, I really want to vote for a casino. Just say it.
Right, right. Well, and this whole idea that we're going to curtail the illegal gambling by making the illegal gambling legal doesn't really make sense to me. It's also an expansion. I mean, clearly, I have not seen a draft of a bill. I'm being told that they're working off of the old bill from 2 years ago as a starting point. And so that was, what you and I refer to as the omnibus gambling legislation, because it was like the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And so it's an expansion. And if you, like you said, if you want an expansion of gambling and you believe the people that you represent want an expansion of gambling, come out and say the people want an expansion of gambling. But the truth is that I don't really think that the people do want casinos. I don't think that they want our state to be based on that kind of revenue. I think that most people realize that most people who play the lottery and spend a lot of time in these casinos that we have already illegally operating are the ones who really cannot afford to do that. And so it's a tax on the poor. And it's a difficult thing to defend when you actually study what's happened in other states that do have gambling.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, it's interesting. I've got some great listeners. One of my listeners is TL from Huntsville, and I'm just going off of his text, so I can't even go out and validate it. I'm telling you what he says. He says, Realtor.com says, with a casino nearby, it tends to make a property value drop of 2 to 10%. And the Office of Justice Programs also says casinos do increase crime and strain local law enforcement agencies, and politicians think they'll rake in the money, but someone else always pays the price.
That's well said. That's very well said. The interesting thing is people in North Alabama, especially the Huntsville area, Madison, Jackson, DeKalb County, need to understand that, and that's a lot of your listening area, need to understand that in the last bill, there was an unnamed brand new casino location that might be in your backyard. We don't know. And so what they're asking these legislators to do from across the state is to vote for an unnamed location in North Alabama to have a casino, and they're going to plop this casino in somebody's yard, somebody's backyard, but they're not going to get to vote on it specifically. It's going to be this, you know, unnamed location. And frankly, if I had a vote, I wouldn't vote for gambling anyway, but if I had a vote, I would have a hard time voting for somebody else to receive a casino.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing just boggles the mind. I mean, I look at it and think, fellas, let's pretend this is not a casino bill. It still violates every free market principle that Republicans say they stand for, every single one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they were looking at monopolization.
Because it picks winners and losers.
Picking winners and losers, growing government, putting more regulations on private industry. And I'm not for casinos, but I'm looking at it and going, it's also embarrassing what you're doing and still calling yourselves a Republican supermajority.
Right. And the other interesting, if you look at it, if you don't look at it from a spiritual perspective, if you don't look at it from an ideological perspective, and you just look at it from a financial perspective, money spent on gambling supplants money spent on other things. It doesn't create anything. It just takes money out of the economy. So, and what I mean by that in a practical way is if somebody has 10 bucks, they're either going to spend that 10 bucks on something at a store or to pay their bills, or they can go and gamble it away. But that money is then gone, but it didn't purchase anything except the chance to win more money. So it didn't actually purchase a product that then helped the economy. It didn't help that person pay their bills. It didn't help the person who works at the grocery store and then, you know, the person who produces the milk and, you know, the way the whole economic universe works, because it's paying for something that doesn't even exist, which is a chance.
Yeah. And then we're also looking at trying to justify budgeting our state government on a game of chance, which, you know, why would you do that?
And if you look at other states that have gambling, you know, the mantra is always, it's for the children, it's for education, you know, whatever. But what's happened in other states, including our surrounding states, is that instead of adding money to the classrooms or adding money to things that actually help kids in public education, they just supplant that money. Meaning they say, okay, we have $100 million over here that's from this gambling initiative, this gambling operation. So we'll take that $100 million and we'll spend it somewhere else. They're not adding to it. They're subtracting from it and supplanting that money. So that money is going to be spent on something else. It's not that kids in public schools are going to have an extra $100 million a year because we have casinos.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of schools, I got to say, if they can come in and ram through a casino bill and they can't do school choice, then I really have to question who they are as Republicans in general. And I'll be the first to say I'll be embarrassed for them and want to see a lot of them gone at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating to look at. Frankly, it's one of those things that just doesn't make sense. It's kind of bizarro world that there would be consideration of creating something like this in the state while they're ignoring, you know, things like school choice, which would have a considerably smaller price tag than what this is bringing in. Yeah, the interesting thing to me on the specifically on the gambling issue, again, is where we started, which is the argument that this is happening illegally and we can't enforce it is just, are we just a lawless society at this point? Why can't we enforce it? If there's an actual impediment to the enforcement, then let's take that impediment away.
Yep, absolutely.
But increase the enforceability, not make the thing that is illegal legal and then expand it.
Well, and I said right before you came on earlier, the same thing is that in a different way. I pointed out that if you want to regulate, which by the way, laws are a form of regulation, but if you want to regulate, yeah. Then perhaps instead of forming a new gaming commission and establishing an entire new wing of government, how about you just upfund the Attorney General's office and give them a budget for enforcement capability on this one issue? You can do that.
That's right. We already have a head law enforcement. We have a law enforcement agency for the state. We have an attorney general. We have county sheriffs that are clearly not doing their jobs.
Right.
And so we already have the structure in place. The structure is not the problem. I do agree that it is not being enforced. But the question is why? Is that a personnel problem? Is that a monetary problem to provide that personnel? Are there laws that need to be changed? Or do the penalties need to be changed? Because, frankly, it's a slap on the wrist and, you know, a small fine to have one of these machines in operation. And so if you made that, you know, a felony, then it might make some people think twice about running a machine behind a, you know, 7-Eleven or you know, behind a curtain at a cleaner's or wherever they're finding these things.
Yep.
But the truth is those small mom-and-pop illegal operations won't stop if they legalize the casinos. They won't stop.
No, they won't stop because they'll still make money off of the folks who can't afford to go to the casinos themselves. And they just will.
That's right.
Hey, Stephanie
they'll
Smith, we got to...
They'll be more convenient and they won't be taxed.
Hey, listen, we got to leave it there, my friend. But tell folks where they can find out more about you and the work that you do.
You can find out any information about the Alabama Policy Institute at alabamapolicy.org.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
Thanks, Phil. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, we'll put a wrap on that. I'll take some tech messages after this break, and I'll just tell you, y'all, it's going to be a target-rich environment come this legislative session because they should be coming in. If they're going to say, by the way, that the polls look really good on this issue, well, the polls look brilliantly good in a bipartisan fashion on school choice. So if that's the undergirding that you need to be able to do it, then school choice is a shoe-in then, right? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of this. We'll be right back.